Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Quince. A thoughtfully built wardrobe comes down to pieces that mix well and last. That's where Quince shines. Premium fabrics, considered design, and everyday essentials that feel effortless to wear and dependable, even as the seasons change. Quince has the everyday essentials I love with quality that lasts, like lightweight cashmere sweaters, short sleeve Mongolian cashmere polos, linen bottoms and shorts, tees and 100% Pima cotton and European jersey linen. These are the versatile pieces that make a wardrobe actually work season to season. And Quince works directly with top factories and cuts out the middlemen, which means you're not paying for brand markup or fancy retail stores, just quality clothing. Their clothing is rated between 4.5 and 5 stars by thousands of people wearing it every day. And they only partner with factories that meet rigorous standards for craftsmanship and ethical production. And may I just add, those linen shorts have become my go-to. They don't wrinkle like cheap linen does, and they work with everything, and they didn't cost a fortune either. So stop overcomplicating your wardrobe. You don't need a closet full of options. You need a few pieces that actually work. So right now, go to quince.com/babble for free shipping and 365-day returns. That's a full year to build your wardrobe and love it. And you will. So stop overcomplicating your wardrobe. You don't need a closet full of options. You just need pieces that actually work. So right now, go to quince.com/babble for free shipping and 365-day returns. That's a full year to build your wardrobe and love it. And you will. Now available in Canada too. So don't keep settling for clothes that don't last. Go to quince.com/babble. B-A-B-B-L-E for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/babble. Thank you so much to Quince for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss testicle makeup tutorials, how to be a gassy gussy gal, which Trump family member blocked me on Twitter, and slapping into a Slim Jim. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T Wireless customer, you can stream Psychobabble again and again because they're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey.
Oh, I can't believe I said good morning after all the times I gave you shit for saying good
morning.
After
all that drama.
I know. I sure hope there's no drama this summer.
Do you think there's going to be drama this summer?
I've been tweeting a lot about hoping there's no drama this
tooting
summer.
Tooting about?
Tweeting.
Oh.
Well, also tooting.
No! I thought you were talking about like boot it or toot it. Do you watch fashion?
What is it?
Fashion
boot
photo
it or
review?
Toot it.
It's after each episode of Drag Race. I think it's called Fashion Photo Review. With Raven.
Oh,
and
Raven. I saw it. Didn't Drew make them do that at the reunion?
Booted I don't know. Anyway, yes. But I thought you were saying you would give that a toot.
No. I sure hope there's no drama this summer.
Okay.
I said, when I fucking walk into the Big Brother house, whenever I finally get cast,
that's
going
to be my first line. Yeah.
I'm going to wear a t-shirt that says, I sure hope there's no drama this summer.
Don't be... I don't like it when contestants come in knowing what they want their catchphrases to be, knowing what they want their merch to be.
I'm not trying to make a merch. I'm not you.
Yeah, you're not. Bitch.
Wow.
You thought that was an insult.
I sure hope there's no drama this summer.
Remember when you thought you're not me was an insult?
I sure hope there's no drama this summer. What's new with you, girly?
Just being a little girly gussy gal. Oh my God. So there I was on my way to the bar the other night.
What night?
A full
bar. A weeknight?
I don't know.
Was it a weekend?
I don't pay attention to that. Every night's a night. So
if that ain't the truth.
So there I was with my gassy gussy girls.
Okay.
And I said, and they have never heard that term. Can you explain what a gassy gussy girl is? Is it gassy gussy girl or gassy gussy gal?
I think it's like whatever you want to be.
So what do you say?
I said gassy gussy girl.
Okay. So what does it mean?
It was something we came up with when we were playing Quiplash.
Oh. Okay.
What
does it mean anything?
A gassy gussy girl.
Okay, just because you repeat it doesn't explain what it is.
I'm thinking a gassy gussy girl is, well, one of your friends who's a little gassy.
No, it's not about that.
Yes, it is.
I didn't know that.
What did you think? She just loves to like put the pedal to the metal?
I just thought it meant like you're gassy gussy girl.
Gussy is like,
what's gussy?
Gussy to me.
What is gussy to you?
I mean, I think it's a real word.
Okay, that sure.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
But my definition of a gussy girl.
Gussy, gussy girl.
Is just like.
It's just kind of like your girlfriend.
Well, gussy, do you like to get gussied up?
Yes, sure.
Like,
I hope you stretched before you made that reach.
That's what it says. To gussy up is to like make more attractive, to like be showy and gimmicky.
So you're gassy. You are.
It's like a gassy gussy girl is when you're like showing off by farting.
No!
On your way to the club.
Okay, well, that's not it at all. A gassy gussy
girl.
That's
like you every night of the week.
Listen, you.
You, a gassy gussy garish girl.
Garish girl?
The four G's, I think.
Good God, get a grip, girl.
Exactly.
God, get a good. Good God, get a grip, gassy gussy girl.
Yep, that was another great episode.
No, listen, you little dweeb. What? So there I was with my gassy gussy girl.
So were you just like walking up and down the street telling everyone like I'm a gassy gussy girl?
No, we were in our
and
Uber.
And did you do girl like?
Yeah, okay. We were in our Uber XL.
Yep.
Packed to the brim.
You couldn't just walk from where you live?
No, everyone gets weird about that.
Well, it is LA. Everyone loves to take a car.
I always insist when we're on our way back to my place after the bar, I say, we are not taking a car. We're walking off.
Do you have,
we're
like,
about to eat
meal?
Bagel Bites.
How late is like,
let me tell you what,
Shake Shack in the West Hollywood open?
No, we walk right by it. It's no, we do not stop. Because
you know they got a cheese fry.
Because I have Bagel Bites, and I have pizza rolls, and I have ice cream.
That's nice of you. I guess you're a good friend to these other gals.
For my gassy gussy girls, I'll do anything.
So after you've had the Bagel Bites, that's when you really become the gassy gussy girl.
No! No.
You know I love a fart joke.
Stop.
No?
Anywho's a call. So I was in the Uber XL saying, I'm so ready for a night out with my gassy gussy girls. And they were all like, excuse me? And then I remembered you weren't in the car. And I was like, how do I dig myself out of this hole that Corey and I are often in, just the two of us?
Yeah.
And they go, what the hell is a gassy gussy girl? I said, oh, you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. It takes one to know one.
Yeah,
I think is the correct response. See, a lot of my San Francisco gays.
Do they get gassy gussy girl?
I mean, a lot of what you and I say, when I tried to bring it back to San Francisco, they were very questioning it at the beginning, but now they're all on board.
Yeah.
They're down for a gassy gussy girl, a little sass.
What is sass?
Little sass.
Wait, I've never said that. I mean, I get what it means. I'm not.
You've never
support
been
it
a little sass.
No.
I think you are right now.
Oh. No.
Slimming.
Oh, thank you. Oh wait, does that mean slimming?
No, it means you're like being a little sassy.
No.
A little sass.
You know, I just bought a hazmat suit. Are you familiar?
I know what it is, but why did you get it?
Purposes. Things.
Did you want to shit in your hazmat suit?
No. Well, here's what I did want.
Are
I
the ankles to, like the Velcro ones or the elastic ankle?
It's like a full-on onesie.
Right. But I mean, like when you put it on,
well,
if it's
a
true
gassy
hazmat
girl
suit,
puts on the hazmat,
it should be around the ankles.
That's what
and
I
the
wanted,
wrist.
But it costs $150 more for full face closure.
You should just got a beekeeper's uniform.
Well, I'm planning a fun collab, so I bought four hazmat suits.
Well, thanks for the invite.
You're not in it. But I, as part
how
of
fun is this collab?
As part of enticing
is this
my
one
friends,
of those like soon things.
As part of one, enticing my friends to be a part of it, I said we can wear hazmat suits. I'll buy them.
I'll just check your calendar to see what
it's
like.
It's
this
in the calendar
schedule.
Yeah, I'm sure you can find it. It's
hazmat suit.
It's
day.
Just four gussy gassy gals.
You don't want to be a gassy gale within your hazmat
oh,
suit.
Oh, hell no.
Especially if it's got the beekeeper.
No. Well, some people
did
like
you
guy
like...
stuff. Talk to me about guy stuff.
You are the one who invented guy stuff.
I never did. I was a innocent bystander upon guy stuff.
Well, you know what? Hmm? I was hanging out with this guy the other day recently
who
was into guy stuff.
What kind of guy stuff? Guy stuff is an umbrella term, like queer. Where,
is it?
Yes, guy stuff is...
Yeah, guys like all sorts of things.
Guys, that's what I'm saying. Guy stuff includes everything.
Everything and anything.
And anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with this guy.
Yeah, and he liked guy stuff.
I wasn't drunk. He might have been a little drunk.
Do you ever hang out with somebody and then they reveal something to you and you're shocked and they say, well, it's on my profile?
No.
Because I realized real quick, I need to do two read-throughs before I invite anybody over.
You should just change your Grindr profile to read profile. I always get real excited when I see people have that.
I hate when people have must have face pic, but they don't have a face pic.
Themselves.
They are not a gassy gussy gal.
No, they're not.
That's criteria number one for not making it in the gassy gussy gal club.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it a club?
No.
Should we get friendship
bracelets? It's a sisterhood of a,
I feel like it's the
of
type
a traveling hazmat suit.
I feel like it's the type of friendship bracelet you'd get and you would like push a button and it would like fart. Like a whoopee cushion bracelet.
Why are you so fart oriented today?
A whoopee cushion bracelet. Maybe that's the next bracelet fad. Because you
whoopee
know,
cushions
like,
are kind of out. Should we bring them back?
A bracelet.
Should we put one on Shane Dawson's seat today? Do you have one?
I didn't BYO whoopee kush.
BYOWC.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
No, you know how bracelets, like all the like fad bracelets that made people millionaires throughout our years?
Yeah, I used to think WWJD bracelets were hot.
On like a good Christian?
If it were like a hot Christian soccer player, third grader,
or, like,
when
a
I was
middle
in third
part?
Grade.
Bangs?
Yes. If he was wearing a black WWJD.
What color lettering?
White.
Oh,
I
wow.
would be like.
Wow. Wet. The
yeah,
house down.
I'd be giving him my...
Would you leak from places?
I give him my...
Would you give
lunch
him your holy
money.
Water?
I give him my... I give him my Latchkey membership card, if you know what I mean. Did you go to Latchkey?
Nope.
Oh.
Sure did.
Well, it was for poor kids like me. So.
We walked to my grandma's house.
Yeah, well...
She watched us.
Well, I didn't have
we
somebody
have,
to love
like,
me.
we'll let you just sit and marinate in that for a minute.
Like I guess a girl in a stew.
Yeah. Not much has changed, huh?
I'm gonna let you marinate in that.
I mean, because you still have no one to love you.
I hear you. You're that girl. I see you. Okay, cool. Now, before we get into anything else for today's episode, I gotta give some love to our sponsor, and that is Casper. Now, we love our sponsors here on Psychobabble, but there is no sponsor I think I love more than Casper. It is the most comfortable mattress I have ever lived on. I have to say that. There's no exaggeration there. Casper has obsessively engineered mattresses at a shockingly fair price. It's supportive memory foams that create an award-winning sleep surface with just the right of sink and just the right amount of bounce. You can try Casper for 100 nights risk-free in your own home. They'll send it to you, and if you don't like it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. And y'all know we don't talk about any sponsor without giving you guys the hookup, so if you want to get $50 toward any mattress purchase, you can go to casper.com/besties and use the offer code besties. As usual, terms and conditions apply, but you are gonna love this mattress. Thank you so much, Casper Mattresses, for sponsoring this week's episode. Again, casper.com/besties, casper.com/besties, $50 off your purchase. Thanks, Casper.
Why do you think Eric Trump blocked you on Twitter?
That bitch. I don't know. Well, I did tweet at him like 2 months ago. I said, you're embarrassing. And
really?
I think that might have been why he blocked me. I have to say, I don't think it's ever right to insult somebody's looks.
No, well, that's
but
honestly.
Honestly, he looks like a absolute villain.
Oh. Well, I think saying somebody looks like a movie.
That.
like telling somebody that they look like a superhero movie villain is different than when like Chelsea Handler just tells them that they look like so dumb.
I also wouldn't want to fuck him.
No.
Which Trump member, careful, would you partake? Who would you do guy stuff with?
Can I like go into Trump's cabinet?
Is that what we're calling it? Do you think Trump's ever had anal?
Yeah, totally. He's into piss play. He's into guy stuff.
He's into guy stuff.
Yeah.
Our guy stuff in chief.
He's our gassy commander in chief.
He's not a gassy.
Which Trump person would you get down with?
I think Tiffany's a little underrated. And I think she's kind of got this flair to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. A flair. When I think of flair, I think of what was that
one
movie?
I always think Tiffany Trump is Noah Cyrus for some reason.
What's that one song where it goes drip?
I hate the drip. It's not making the Power Hour.
Really?
Because of the drip.
So when somebody played it for me for the first time, I said everything is right about this except for the drip. The drip ruined everything.
Yeah, not here to drip.
Leaky.
I thought Tiffany Trump was Noah Cyrus. Okay. Doesn't Tiffany Trump also look a little bit like a Bratz doll?
Okay.
That's not like an insult.
No.
Some people would love to look like a Bratz doll.
I think that, are you talking proportionally? Like her head is bigger? Or she looks like she's edgy?
You know, yeah. Tell me that's not a Bratz doll.
I think,
Google image.
I am very curious because there's got to be somebody within that family that's like against everything that's going on. I think Tiffany Trump is the one. I'm on Barron's side.
What's her story?
I don't know. That's the Lifetime original movie we need.
Yeah.
Just one gassy gussy
girl. I'm ready for her to have her.
In the big white house.
Her like Amanda Bynes moment.
Mm. Oh my God. Speaking of moments.
Yeah.
Did you see that Lindsay Lohan tweet?
No. What? I don't follow her.
She tweeted, "We need to stop bullying our president. Let him have his chance. We need to be Americans and patriots." I don't know what the fuck she said, but like something like that.
And now the gays have finally turned on
And we were like, we gave you 7 chances. We really,
bitch, we gave you 9 lives.
We really literally let you do your thing. And we've let you apologize. We've let you come around. But this is too far.
Yeah.
Too far.
And that's how Susie said.
And that's how a girl deems it.
Did you see Nicki Minaj tweeted just the baby emoji?
No.
And everyone thinks she's pregnant.
Wow.
What do you think?
I think.
Who's she even dating right now?
I don't know. I don't care.
I don't either.
Whoever.
I wish she would have a kid.
She like, was dating a really hot guy.
I mean.
Did you see that video of her where she spins and goes on a plane?
No.
You know what I'm talking about? No, you don't know what I'm talking about? She goes, y'all don't even know how to spell Prague. Didn't see this video. It became a meme. Or maybe was it Prague?
No, I haven't. Actually, I was just doing this on the table. Look. I was just doing this on the table, and I thought I was on the mouse, and I was like, why isn't the computer scrolling? This feels so similar.
Here, I'm going to play you a smidgen of it.
Of what? Her? Nicki Minaj?
Yes.
I guess I'm ready, I guess.
Anyway, it's just her getting on a plane and going to Prague.
Well, that's
the video I love.
Can you spell Prague?
It's her. Oh, I wish we had the noise for that. But can I spell Prague?
Yeah.
Prague. Prague.
Are you sure?
Yes. Where is Prague?
Europe.
Yeah.
For I was going to say by the Czech Republic, but maybe it's in it. Listen, we didn't go there.
If it's by it, it would still be in it.
Whatever. The guys are into guy stuff is all I know about Prague.
Now, when was the last time you spun while approaching a plane?
Never.
Are you kidding?
Probably when we were on The Amazing Race, because a few of those times we had to get on planes where it was like...
And you didn't do a spin...
I think we twirled.
Sure.
What else did we have to do?
I recently did that in St. Thomas. I think I gave a spin.
Thank God.
For a boomerang, of course.
Oh, yeah. No, I was going to say, I would be okay with Nicki having a baby. Like, if everyone's going to be, like, Blue Ivy's, like, rapping in new Jay-Z songs.
Did you listen to the rap? I think she changed the game. I think when I think of freshman class royalty 2017.
Yeah. She's in it.
Who else is there?
I mean, that's why I think Nicki Minaj needs to have a baby and, like, challenge her. Who owns the throne? You do, mommy.
Oh. No,
that's
wait,
Christina Aguilera.
I was
going to
say, that's not
like,
Beyonce.
That's Christina.
That's Vanity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bionic.
Don't come for my Bionic discography knowledge.
No, I still think Vanity's in my top three songs I would perform as a drag queen on my opening
that's
night.
That's a good choice. I was recently watching, you know that Masterclass? You know what I'm talking about?
No. Skin Wars?
No. Absolutely. That's literally not at all what I said. I talk about Masterclass.
Did you
want
to talk about
no,
Skin Wars?
No, we'll talk about it in a second.
It's on Netflix.
Shut the fuck up. No, it's a targeted ad for me always on Facebook, and it's like celebrities giving masterclasses about what they are good at. Anyway, Christina Aguilera did a masterclass of how to be a vocalist or something.
Really?
And I watched it the other day. And
now hit a note for me. I think you really nailed it.
Wow. Can you do that? Or whatever it is? You know what I'm talking about?
Are you trying to be the drip noise of Noah Cyrus's music video?
Can you do, wait, do it closer to the mic. That's not
I can't do it. Can You're just getting me to flick my face.
Can you do anything
I'm
fun
ruin
with,
my
your,
makeup.
With your face?
Did you see, speaking
answer
of,
my damn question.
Speaking of ruining makeup,
yep.
Did you see that girl tweet?
No, I don't know what you're talking
did
about.
Did you see that girl tweet? I'm
no.
gonna leave it right there. Some girl tweeted.
Are you talking about Hannah when she goes, video is coming.
Her and Kyle Krieger, I only ever see when they tweet that their videos are coming, but I never see them tweet their actual
new
videos.
Video coming.
No, some girl was doing her makeup and used her boyfriend's balls.
Oh, yeah, I loved it.
To apply.
I found it a little hot.
To contour.
No, she wasn't contour. She was blending.
I don't know. Would you?
Yes. Yeah.
Are you now going to become like a makeup guru
feel like
on
if,
YouTube?
If anything, you're supposed to blend with something soft.
How is that still on Twitter?
What do you mean?
It's his balls.
I love that we have Twitter
girls,
for that reason.
Girls can't even show a nipple on Twitter.
Yes, they can.
And guys can just show their nuts.
Anybody can show anything. Are you new to Twitter?
You can show anything you want?
Yes. Well, not like stuff. Well, you can show. There are videos of like porn on Twitter.
What?
Yeah.
I guess I don't.
Are you new?
I guess I don't use Twitter for my porn.
No.
No, I'm not a gassy gussy girl.
Anyway, yes, you can have balls on Twitter.
Well, I just was like, they won't even free the nipple. And this
yes,
guy gets
can.
To slap
Your argument
his nuts in his girlfriend's face.
Free the ball.
What do you call testicles? Like, what's your
balls.
Go-to? Balls?
Yeah, balls.
Are you ever like,
I'm trying to think of.
Are you ever like, give me them balls?
I don't request the balls.
No.
If I want balls, I'll go get the balls. Oh, yeah. I'm not.
You know where to find
Nobody's
them.
Like. Give me your balls. I'm like, if I want balls, I'll go to them.
Well, you sent me that video the other day of
Careful.
You complaining about those two guys being very verbally
oh my God.
Conversing while they were having sex.
It was like a hot porn video. And I
You
they,
can mute it.
I didn't want to mute it. I like
Listen,
a little bit of audio.
You can have it both ways. You can't tell me you don't want to mute it and then complain to me about the conversation.
I don't
want to
hear them being like, they were weird, not to
kink shame,
but what were they talking about? I literally was like, I was like, okay, well, if you guys have a conversation you want to have, there's a better time to have it.
Yeah.
I felt like I was jumping into mid.
You felt
middle
like you
the,
were eavesdropping on their date.
Yes. It was like, what are you talking
no,
about?
The,
just fuck.
The one guy was like,
he was like,
I've never been dicked down this good before.
It was a
and
very,
it made me think, why is dicked down such a phrase
say,
these days?
I do love the term dicked down.
Who did we steal that from?
I think probably...
you know the white gays stole it from someone.
I was going to say, the white gays probably ruined it.
You know they stole it from someone. If it
to,
was
to
you...
To get dicked down...
I just don't like the phrase dicked
oh,
down.
Oh, I do.
Someone on Grindr messaged me, you want to get dicked down.
Just,
I thought, don't talk to
I
me
I was
like
at the
that.
Gym, being a Christian, and
sure
messaging people
you,
on Grindr.
I'm sure you were.
I was messaging somebody on Grindr that was I saw across from me at the gym, but I was like, he's got his headphones in, blah, blah, blah. So I said, hey. And he said, hey. I said, he goes, what's up? I go, just left the gym, saw you there. And he goes, oh, you left already? I was going to say, you should come breed me in the bathroom. I go,
is that what happens at West Hollywood gyms?
And then I clicked his profile to read more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And his profile said, husband material. I said, well...
Tell me you don't want to
the bar has
dick your
shifted.
Husband down at the
breed. I'm not going to argue with that. I think that's
so
great.
So you went back is
I
what you're saying?
No, I didn't go back. I just thought, wow, what an empowered young man. Yeah. Good for him.
I was picturing him as
maybe
like...
Maybe that is husband material.
I was picturing him as like 35.
He was looking a little older.
Now, before we talk about anything else today, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Talkspace. Now, I believe we all need to take a little bit better care of ourselves. I feel like Corey and I are pretty good at this. We value self-care, and mental health is part of that. That is why today's sponsor, Talkspace, the online therapy company, makes it easy to connect with an experienced, licensed therapist handpicked just for you. Using Talkspace, you can send your therapist text, audio, video messages whenever you want, and you can even do a live video chat. So, like, if you need help, you can get a hold of them. So if you want to vent about work or family or talk through something that's been on your mind, it is no problem. Your therapist is ready to help. All you gotta do is go to Talkspace.com/Babbel, and if you use the coupon code Babbel, that's B-A-B-B-L-E, you will get $30 off your first month, plus you'll be showing support for a sponsor of the podcast, which we love. When somebody sponsors the podcast, we just want to give them just as much love back. Thank you so much, Talkspace, for providing such a good service and for sponsoring this week's episode. We love you.
Well, that's like I told you. I always get so like weirded out when like you're on Grindr in public. And like somebody can see you and they message you and you're like, what is happening? No, I told you I was at an airport like flying back.
Oh, I don't like it when somebody says I see you.
Some guy at my gate like messaged me on Grindr and was like, I think I see you. And I was like,
nothing makes me want to like sink into my own skin.
I literally was like, how do I put on my like put up a hood, like put on a face mask? I'd like to keep it on.
A gassy, gassy girl.
Yeah.
Incognito.
I told you, my roommate had like friends visiting and they were staying with us. And then one left and then messaged me on Grindr after he left. And I was like, you were in my house. If you thought I was cute, you could have told me in person.
That's not how people work.
He had to wait. And then he tapped me the second they walked out the front door. Oh, I don't
like tapping. I'd like to turn that feature off.
Did I tell you?
No.
Oh, Grindr messaged me and let me fill out a survey on taps.
And did you say no thank you?
Yeah, I will drag your taps.
Great. Thank you.
Do you think all the kids are just like, what the fuck are they talking about?
No, I think children are on Grindr these days.
You're not.
It's the new latchkey.
Parents don't even like watch their kids. They're just like, get on Grindr. When I was
so you didn't go to latchkey, but I have very fond memories of making those construction paper chains.
Oh, I love those.
Are you familiar?
Yeah. Very holiday season. Love any holiday will do.
Well, we had a day where we had a competition to see which side of the room could make the longest construction paper change. And that's why we have global warming, I think. Like, I think that's why we're at where we're at.
That like, sounds like when teachers try to make you have the quiet game.
We used to play that in the car, where the quiet game, yeah.
Yeah. I would
Travis
lose.
Would...
I would lose.
Yeah, always. I would purposely lose and be like, game's over, bitch. Back to talk.
You would like push your whoopee cushion bracelet. And be like, what'd you do, fart?
I hate when you say that. Wait, what do you say that in response to?
When someone says, excuse me.
This is the thing about Corey.
You've never heard this?
Since we've known each other,
you know.
Anytime anybody says, excuse me, Corey goes, what'd you do, okay, fart?
First of all, that's not...
there's no character trait that could be more embarrassing than that.
That's not true.
So, like, when you think about you being husband situations. Material...
I am. My Grindr profile...
When it comes to husband material, there's...
My Grindr profile says, what'd you do, fart?
No!
And then it's the cloud emoji.
I hate the cloud...
No.
I like people using that with a car.
The peach in front of it.
No, when it's a peach, that's wrong. Stop it.
What'd you do, stop. Fart?
You're not.
So you're not into guy stuff.
I like guy stuff.
Yeah.
Just not guy stuff.
Well, which eye do you wink with?
Left.
Me too.
Oh my God, cool. Hank Green retweeted it. I go, Hank Green loves Corey Quill.
I love There's something Hank there. Green. I love Hank Green.
Every time I see him on Twitter,
I think, I love him.
Tell him.
He's so nice.
Should he come on the podcast?
Oh, yeah, the other day I saw him tweet at like 1 a.m. something about like, oh, hey, Montanans, who felt that earthquake?
I was literally like, nobody.
And I was like, go to bed, Hank. Okay. But I love him. No, we were playing one of the games in the like Quiplash party pack thing, and it's like a percentage thing, and it was like what percentage of people wink predominantly with their left eye, and I had to answer the question, and I was like, oh, I do, so it must be majority, and every other person in the room said right. Isn't that great?
I'm just trying it right now. Y'all, without thinking, wink once and then tweet the Psychobabble Twitter account with
which eye you are.
Yeah.
How could the fart emoji.
No, no.
Yeah, and maybe not.
You just let us know. Left eye
or
right eye.
I did a poll on my Twitter.
Okay, well, when this episode goes live.
If you're following me on Twitter, we'll redo the poll.
When this episode goes live, put the poll on Twitter. Okay. And I want people to vote.
We'll get whoever's running the Psychobabble Twitter to post it.
Yeah, whoever is doing that.
Wow, I can't believe you and I are both left.
Did you see Amelia Earhart might not have died? God. That bitch.
She's still alive.
No, she's dead.
Tupac.
No, Left Eye.
Michael
Speaking
Jackson,
of Left Eye.
Left Eye.
No, she really went down, and then she was like not
She
dead.
Yelled timber?
Yeah. I saw old people arguing about it on Facebook, and I thought, wow, this is truly something only old people care
My
about.
My favorite part was when I saw Amelia Earhart in the dock spelled wrong, and I thought, oh, he wants to talk about Amelia Earhart today.
What?
Yeah.
I like...
I think it's Earhart.
Yeah, what? I don't give a fuck.
You said Air because she's like a pilot.
No, I was thinking Airheads. When they would come classroom to classroom, did I ever tell you this?
Did you ever do a
with the
wax museum?
Yes, and I'll tell you about
and
it.
And you were Amelia Earhart?
No. Oh, no, I'm talking about when they put your hand in wax to make a figure of your hand. Did you ever do that?
Latchkey was fucked up.
No, that was at the like Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum. I did that.
You think I've ever been to a Ripley's Believe It or
First
Not
First of all,
museum?
That was the only vacation my family went on. We went to Dollywood and all four Ripley's. Franchise.
Oh my God.
Locations.
Did you like fill up your stamp card?
In Tennessee, hot as balls. What do you think happened to my wax
hot
hand?
Hot as nuts.
What do you think happened to my wax hand within 5 minutes of being back in the car?
Melted baby.
All over the seat. Red wax all over the seat. I paid good money for that wax hand.
What does this have to do with Amelia Earhart?
She's dead. Wow. She's dead. Just like my wax hand.
Well, you know what I saw people.
She's a dead wax hand.
You know what I saw people arguing about dead. On Facebook the other day?
What?
Someone posted an article about like 5 tips what you probably don't know about dental health. And I thought I should link Tyler because he's got a dead tooth.
I have great dental health. I have a dentist here in LA.
But,
he's gay.
But one of the tips said, don't keep your toothbrush close to your toilet.
No,
because
I don't.
Okay, well, you know how many feet they recommended you keep your toothbrush away from the toilet?
Okay, well, let's play up or down.
Okay.
10 feet.
Lower.
Oh, well then, girl, we're good.
You're,
1 foot.
You think your bathroom's 10 feet?
I live like
I've
a gassy,
seen your
gassy
bathroom.
Girl.
Every bathroom is as big as this table.
Okay, so maybe 5 feet?
They said 6 feet.
Six
I'm
feet.
Like,
how
my
big is
bathroom?
A foot? I'm 6 foot. Or no, you're 6 foot. So your length
right.
of you.
So if I lay down.
From your toilet or from where you.
If I were to
or
lay.
Or from where you make. Because that could be different.
True.
You
could
poop in the
so
toilet.
So don't keep
you
your toothbrush in your hazmat suit is what you're saying. If I lay down in my bathroom.
Yeah.
No matter which way I lay, my head and my feet are touching
You could put it
wall.
In the top corner.
I thought the only place I could hang it from the ceiling is the only way I'm going to get it 6 feet away from
and
the
if it's
toilet.
Hanging, if it's dangling from the ceiling, you could really just. Go handless and just.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Or wait, what?
So
I
thought, fuck whoever wrote this article, and I almost got in a Facebook argument
with who?
Must be nice to be rich and have a big bathroom bigger than 6 feet.
Well, I use one of my bathrooms for.
Oh, she knows the owner
for doing this, and
you know
I use
phrase,
one of my bathrooms for doing that.
You know the phrase "she knows the owner."
No. No.
Really?
No.
It's like when you get something for free and you're like, oh, she knows the owner.
Is that a phrase
yes.
that we use? Is that a gussy
Any gassy,
gassy
girl
gassy
would know
term?
The owner.
Lord.
Well, that just proves my point that no one knows it, but I say it all the time.
You know who?
Someone's like, I got a free burrito. And I'm like,
oh, so
she
knows
the
owner.
Owner.
Okay, I will literally start using it. You know what made me think you knew the owner?
Of who? Of what?
Life.
The God. New Chipotle God. Cheese dip?
Yes! How'd you know I was going to say that?
What was the only other thing you had on the dock other than Amelia Earhart?
I love topical events. Amelia Earhart might not have died, and they now have queso at Chipotle.
Yeah.
That's my...
Were you going to drag... I noticed you wrote news. Jar cheese. Were you going to try to come for me?
So there we were, post-Pride. Okay?
Yeah.
Let me set the scene. For
Living on our best lives.
I think we had just gotten home from... A gassy, gussy gal night out.
Yeah. It was after Kat's birthday. We walked down the hill.
I was thinking after Betty Who.
We stopped to get some Walgreens snacks.
So we were at a house party.
Yes.
And then everyone was like, let's go to the bar. We got into the line for the bar and it was long, long,
because it was
long,
Pride weekend in
Pride
the
Pride weekend long. And I turned to get a hot dog from a hot dog stand.
I it forgot that you had eaten
the very first
dog
second
until
of
now.
Being in the line. I said, I'll be right back. And I went and got a hot dog from the
I can't
you
believe
know,
you didn't
street
get bacon
food.
Wrapped.
She didn't even ask me.
You don't know the owner.
I don't know the owner, no. So then I get back to the line and everyone's like, we are not waiting in the sun. Let's just go to Walgreens and get foods. So I said, perfect.
Yes.
And at like 2 a.m., I'm ready to just start grabbing things off the shelf.
She's ready to be a gassy, gassy girl.
Ooh, yes. And so we get home and what did you get?
I got jar cheese.
Okay, so cheese.
Some might also call it a queso.
A queso in a
glass, like Tostitos jar.
Tostitos?
I think that was the brand.
Tostitos, yeah. Okay,
like
sure.
The chips.
Sure. Jar cheese.
Jar cheese.
Corey says,
pass the jar cheese.
And everyone in the room goes, jar cheese.
We were eating it right from the jar.
Back rolls.
Tell me about, your response to my jar cheese was literally back rolls.
I literally was appalled.
Jar cheese. You ate the whole thing.
That's the most podunk, mid-Michigan.
That was the night I learned that I love fire Cheetos, but I don't love fire Cheetos with hint of lime.
Well, let me tell you what I learned. You know what goes in jar cheese? Slim Jim.
Slim Jim. You ate half a Slim Jim and left the rest of the other half in my refrigerator.
The good thing, I didn't refrigerate the Slim Jim.
Well, it was there the next morning and I ate it.
I slapped into the Slim Jim.
Slapped.
Is that the term?
Snap.
No, you slap. What do you mean? It's not snap. It surely
isn't.
You
really
snap.
Do have WrestleMania.
What?
Hulk Hogan used to snap into a Slim Jim.
No, you slap into a Slim Jim. You slap it.
Are you being for real?
I am ferociously for real.
It's snap into a Slim Jim.
Slap. Like, no, it's slap. Like when you take a Slim Jim.
I guess we'll tweet another poll.
Slap
I guess we'll tweet
Maybe
another
this
poll.
Is, damn it, it is snap.
Wait, with Macho Man Randy Savage.
Okay, well, first of all,
You love John Cena, I thought.
I love John Cena. You know, this is Raymond's celebrity crush.
When I saw John Cena in that Amy Schumer movie.
Yeah. Oh, damn. He could dick you down.
He could dick me down.
He could
down.
Put his Slim Jim into your jar cheese.
And I was like, he could put his Slim Jim in my jar cheese.
No.
He could do guy stuff with me. He could be my Amelia Earhart.
He could crash his Amelia Earhart and still live.
Yeah, he could. He could
block you on Twitter like Eric
dangle
Trump.
His toothbrush 6 feet from my sink.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah, tell me no.
Did you see when he threw Troy?
Threw Troy.
John Cena threw Troy Sivan on a late night show.
Oh, I think I saw that.
Yeah, and they hugged, I think.
I think Troy was as big as John Cena's leg.
Hot. Cool.
He snapped into his Slim Jim.
I think Troy is a Slim Jim. And John Cena is the jar cheese.
Well, I mean,
so that's what we have.
A whole episode.
Well, it's been real, and I wish you the best in life.
Do you love fun?
I love to have fun.
Me
did
too.
You wait? Did you know that that's actually what I love to have?
I love fun.
I love to have fun.
Yeah, me too.
That's my grinder header.
I love guy stuff and fun. Well, I can't wait for you all to check out our poll.
Me when a guy is coming over on Grindr.
On Twitter. And then you link him on Twitter.
Can't wait for you to check out my poll.
Well, that's it.
You can let them go. Get rid of them.
I was just going to be like, gassy, gassy girl, out.
Oh, is that your outro?
And I threw up a peace sign.
Thank you for that. Thank you for explaining the visual for our listeners on iTunes and SoundCloud.
You're welcome.
If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can follow us on Twitter.
If
you want to subscribe to us, you can also do that on iTunes and SoundCloud.
Yeah.
If you want to watch the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, it's on full screen.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Best of luck with all of your endeavors, everyone. I hope you enjoy the guy stuff today.
And snap into a Slim Jim near you.
Slap into a Slim Jim near me.
Yeah.
Bye.